Hello. In this podcast, we will be discussing subjects that may not be suitable for all ages.
Including, but not limited to, language, discussion of violence, sexual violence, and nudity.
Wait, this is a podcast. They can't even see the nudity if it's even in the movie.
Oh, okay, that's a good point. So Nick's the last thing. The other things are still...
still there.
Still relevant.
Violence.
So, basically, no kids and grandma. Don't listen.
Don't listen. But anyway, enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Living by Scariously, the podcast where we talk about real-to-real horror. I would kill you in a heartbeat. Logan and I like to watch and talk about horror movies.
And I mean it when I tell you to literally eat my cock. McCall, and I like true crime and murder.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like how that bodes.
It's gonna be a repeat. I'm just going to talk about Armin Mivus again.
No.
No, I won't, even though that is my favorite episode.
It's from what I've heard, from what people have told me, that's like one of the episodes they find the most like, oh my. What the fuck?
Oh, it's so, I've been interested in true crime forever, and I looked that shit up, and I was like, holy fuck, why have I not heard about this before? Why has no one told me? So, hello. What's this week?
This week, it's like...
it's like zombies.
Zombies, kinda.
But like, McCall went her own route with it.
Yeah, it's like, I told her what movie... I knew when I told her what movie I was gonna do, I was like, this might be kind of tough for you, because it's like, I don't know exactly what you're gonna do. Because it is a zombie movie, but it's like, the zombies don't, like, do traditional zombie activities. They don't, like, eat people.
They don't eat people. I was going to do The Man from Florida Who Got High on Bath Salts and Ate That
Florida
Guy's
Man.
Face. Yes. But then I looked it up and I was like, you know, this is actually a really sad story. Because that guy didn't die. But he did get his eye eaten out.
Oh.
And he can't see out of the other one. So he's blind and someone ate his fucking face, like the bottom half. Mm. And I was reading it and I'm like, well, I'm just bummed. Yeah, I was like, what
that
do I... Yeah,
bad.
Like,
that sounds horrible.
Usually I'm happy when they survive, but this one I'm like, no, now he's blind. Well,
the other girl doesn't have her arms.
But she's a badass. I would
well,
much...
so is that guy. He's a badass for surviving.
I would much rather... No, I don't know if I mean this or not. Would you rather not have any arms or be blind?
I'd rather be blind, because then I could do things still.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel claustrophobic when I think about not having arms.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know.
I don't like, I know a lot of people get into, like handcuff play and stuff. Like, we talked about, I think we talked about in, like, Gerald's game.
No thanky.
Like, I don't like the idea. One of the things, like, getting tied up in general just does nothing for me. In fact, it does the opposite. I'm like, absolutely not.
Please go.
I don't like feeling helpless.
That's fair. But I'm sure our mom doesn't want us to talk about handcuff play.
Mm-hmm.
Handcuff play. I'm sorry, we just did the It Chapter 2 review, so I'm on drink 2. We all know how that goes.
As am I.
Yeah.
The movie I'm doing is 28 Days Later.
Woo!
Let's see. It's directed by Danny Boyle. And we got...
what? Danny Boyle. The vibes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Our top billed cast, we're looking at Cillian Murphy, Naomi Harris, Christopher Eccleston.
Who's that?
He's one of the doctors. Is he 11?
I think
he's 11, this guy?
Yeah, he's the first one of the new ones.
Yeah, he's like one of the first ones of the new ones.
I liked him. I thought he was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, David Tennant's the best.
I do like David Tennant.
I'm sorry, I'm not...
just as an actor in general.
Just as just as a person, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a very pleasing way about him.
Mm-hmm. We got Alex Palmer. I don't know why he's here, but he really doesn't... like, he's not even like one of the... like, there are people listed. It's like, no, the... people that are important are like, what down here? Brennan Gleeson, Jesus, where the hell is, what's her name? Like, there's a daughter and she's not even listed here. Like,
well, she's very forgettable.
I mean, yeah, I guess. According to this, she's pretty forgettable. What the fuck? There she is, Megan Burns. Well, like, I think she never had a job after that.
Oh. Sorry,
not
Megan.
Not that she did bad, but...
But didn't do good enough.
Her part wasn't too great. So that's why I was saying that this movie was kind of hard when it comes to, like... Because I was like, it's zombies, but not really, because they don't eat people.
Yeah.
So... I guess this one, I'll just get right into it. I mean, we're only at 5 minute mark this time, so.
Let's do it.
But, so this one starts out in the UK.
Okay.
And they're at, like, they're in a British, science lab. And they're.
In the UK?
Yes, in the UK. And they.
I'm sorry, you just said in the UK, and then you said in a British science lab. I'm getting clicked off. All right.
And they have a bunch of chimpanzees,
Or chimps. Monkeys.
Yeah, monkeys of some distinction.
Very scary creatures. They're I don't in like. In
these, like, cages. And. This activist group breaks into this facility to, like, they're basically PETA.
Oh,
they break PETA. In to free the chimps.
To the streets of London?
I guess. Or take them back to the wild. I don't know what their end goal was.
Yeah, do they have a contingency plan?
Well, then the scientist comes out and sees them, and he's like...
Where's security?
He calls security.
What kind of science facility?
He calls security, but, like, they're armed activists.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's not like they're just, like, pussyfooting around. Like, they are armed.
They have guns.
Yep, and they are, like, they're, like, gonna break out. They're, like, we're gonna release these your little science experiments. We're gonna take them back to the wild and blah, 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 and save them.
Okay.
And this guy's, like, no, you don't understand. They're infected.
This is very different.
I will say the science guy was pretty cryptic with what they're, he's, like, well, what are they infected with? And he was, like, rage. And I'm, like.
And everyone's, like. Sir, like, they are in cages.
But wait, they didn't, what he didn't explain is, like, that's what their code name for the virus that they're infected with was, is rage. And, so they're like, eh, fuck you, and they don't listen to him.
Good.
And.
Never listen to the scientists.
One of the, activists goes over and she opens up one of the cages. And the chimp, like, rushes out and just starts going ape shit on her.
Ape shit?
Yeah. And he just starts, like, clawing at her and biting her. And then she gets infected with the rage. And what you find out is the rage virus, you know, it's, like, normally in, like, zombie movies, it's, like, people have to get bitten. It takes a long time for the infection to go. Then they die and they're reanimated. 28 days later, this infection literally happens within seconds. Like, it's like you're infected and then you have maybe a minute and then you're infected and you're going berserk.
Oh, I don't like it.
And
they run around, like they run.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when they run.
They run. Whatever their human bodies were capable of, they're capable of doing.
I hate that.
They run around and they're just going. So basically, that's the beginning of the outbreak. And right away, I kind of have a problem with it.
Whoa.
Only because I'm like, okay. So only the one ape got out. I think, if I remember correctly, they killed it. They killed the ape. But then the girl goes crazy and attacks the other people. And I'm like...
They would just execute them all.
I would say, I feel like there should be enough security in this building, especially knowing what they're... Or at least there should be some kind of contingency in this facility, knowing with what they're working with, for, like, a self-destruct.
But they weren't prepared enough to stop them from getting in the first place.
Exactly.
They obviously don't give two shits.
So, like, that's why I was just kind of like, you know, I'm like, I feel like they would have been taken down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like that with a lot of, like, these zombie movies, I feel like these kind of things would be taken down pretty quickly. I don't know.
It depends.
But then again, I don't really want to live in a world where this happens, so...
Oh, I'd be gone.
I'd be out.
Good night, sweet prince. I'd be out of this world.
I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
It kind of... So then it, like, blacks out. Like, kind of jump cuts. And it cuts to 28 days later, hence the title. And we are introduced to Jim, who's in the hospital. And I'm going to just
Mr.
say...
Mr. Jim Business.
Jim Business. No, he... wakes up in a hospital. And I'm not saying that The Walking Dead totally stole this beginning from this movie, but Walking Dead totally stole this beginning from the end of the movie.
I haven't watched The Walking Dead because I'm afraid of zombies.
So I guess I would have to look and see what exactly came first.
The chicken or the zombie?
I'll say my guess would be this movie that came out in, like, give me a second.
Well, I mean, it was a comic first, so maybe.
I know. I guess I would have to, like, see.
I don't know.
So this movie came out in 2002.
Oh, the 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this movie came out in 2002.
How much gel did all the men have in their hair?
Not a lot, because they're in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I know, but usually in the early 2000s, they were like, fuck it, we want gel.
We want gel.
Everyone loves gel. Give me a
second. I want to see Walking Dead comic release dates. When did the first one come out? Okay. Come on.
Was it just telling you the new chapter?
Yeah, it just told me that. 2003.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, not to say that they totally stole the beginning, but they totally stole the beginning.
We're calling you out, Walking Dead.
Well, because what happens is he wakes up and, like, the like everything's done. Like, he was, like, hit by a car. He's a bicycle courier.
He's just a bicyclist, but, like, for money?
He delivers packages.
How old is he?
I don't know, like, 20s?
20, okay. That's like a teen job.
I don't know.
All right.
Must be for a company that's like Pam Good. I don't know.
I guess he can do whatever he wants.
But, so he wakes up in a hospital completely nude. So you actually see his peen right off the bat.
Why is he nude?
Because he's in a hospital. He was in a hospital gown.
He puts you in a gown?
Yeah.
Your penis isn't just flopping around.
But that's basically how The Walking Dead starts. Like, the main sheriff guy.
I thought he was a sheriff.
What?
He's just doing sheriff shit.
No, so what happens at the very beginning is he is dealing with this situation with this guy. He's like a road, like a drive. He's like having a driving chase, a chase scene.
Oh.
And then he chases this guy and he actually gets shot by the guy who was in the car. And then they take him to the hospital. Then he wakes up later on after this infection has already been going through the world. So.
Oh. How did...
So again, not to say that maybe inspiration was taken from this movie.
Okay.
But
was the hospital secured? How did he not get totally attacked in the hospital?
In both cases, I have no idea.
In the movie we're currently talking about.
In this movie, I think it's because the rage things are really attracted to
movement
and living beings. Where it's like he was catatonic for like however long.
Is the hospital still, are there people there? Or
no,
is it,
there's okay. Nobody there.
Oh, shit.
It's actually a pretty famous scene. He walks out in, like, scrubs and is, like, walking around, like, empty London.
Shit.
Like, it's empty.
I would be like, all right, well, cool. This is where I'm done.
Yep.
I don't want to see where this goes.
It's completely deserted. He finally goes to, like, this church. Where he walks in, it's like people had gathered there to like kind of hole up, but the infection happened. Like he walks into like the main like church area, and there's like just dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah, I would not start with church. I would start with hospital.
Oh my god, what's
they have supplies?
So then what happens is like he opens up like, or like this guy opens a door
or a mall,
and well, Dawn of the Dead proved that
yes, it doesn't work.
But this preacher opens the door and he's like, hey, father, what's going on? Well, the father has the rage.
Oh, no. Thing.
Well, like, so he, but he doesn't know that. And this guy's just like twitching at him. And he like, Jim just kind of was like, hello, like what's going on? And then down in the, like with the people who are all dead and stuff, a couple of them like poke up. And
fuck
I'm like,
that.
That's terrifying.
No.
That is absolutely terrifying.
Good night.
And he has, like, this bag full of, like, soda pop that he had, like, taken from, like, the hospital. And he totally wangs one of the, like, the preacher with it.
Why did he take a bag full of soda?
Because he was, like, thirsty because he'd been out for so long.
Water's good.
He didn't have water.
All right. Hospitals have water.
I don't know. But, anyway, he's chased through the streets.
All right.
What?
I'm already...
I'm just telling you what's happening. That's, I'm just relaying the
events. You're going to get dehydrated if you just drink soda pop. What are you?
No, I agree. But he...
Arnie sounds like an idiot.
So he's chased through the streets, and eventually two survivors find him and, like, kind of kill the zombies who are following him. One of them's Selena, and the other one is Mark.
Mark. Wait. Nope, it's gone.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh. Are they just, like, headshot zombies? You hit them in the head and they're dead?
No, you actually have to... You can kill them like regular people.
Oh, you can
like,
just you regular can just, kill.
You can just do body shots and kill them.
So they're just normal people that with no inhibitions like, about killing.
Yeah, and they okay. just go bonkers. So yes, you can kill them by just doing body shots. You don't have to shoot them in the head.
That's good to know.
So they take him to their little hideout and they kind of explain what happened. Like there was like a breakout, people were trying to escape. Like Mark relates his story with his family, like they were at like a station with like trying to get on a plane to leave.
Mark.
And like he was there with his parents and his like younger siblings. And he said that he lost grip of his sister's hand. She just got trampled underneath all the people who were trying to escape. He's like, I remember I looked down and I just saw, the ground was so soft because I realized I was looking down and we were trampling over dead bodies of people. He was like,
I'm assuming his whole family's dead.
Yeah, his whole family's dead. And so is Selena's.
Great.
They don't explain how Selena's family died, but fun fact, they actually came up with like a little backstory for her. Like, the guy who played Jim and Selena, they came up with a backstory for her in that she had to kill her parents to save her younger brother, only to find out that her younger brother was also infected and she had to kill him.
Bummer.
So, like, they kind of came up with that, like, to kind of fuel her angst and her rage.
And she's still kicking?
Yeah, she's doing okay.
Nope. These are very resilient humans.
I don't say, I'd be like, out.
Oh, good night.
I'd be like, well, then Jim is like, hey, I have to go find my parents because my parents
they're dead.
And they were like, hey, Jim, yeah,
that's not happening.
They were like, hey, bro, your parents are probably dead. And mm-hmm. he was like, well, I'm still gonna do it. So eventually they take him back to his house and they find out that his parents did commit suicide.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sounds bad. I'm just saying that's the best option.
They just took a whole bunch of pills, got drunk off their shit and just went to sleep.
That's
what I would do. I would just hole up.
Yeah.
Get drunk as piss.
People are going ape shit and ripping each other apart.
Mm-hmm. So then, they wrote a note for him, I guess, in case they saw him. But they
sorry.
Well, they wrote in the thing, they, like on the letter, they wrote like a picture of him. And on the back of it, they wrote like, with endless love, we left you sleeping, because they were like, I think they just assumed that he was just going to die in the hospital. Like the hospital things shut down.
Once it shuts down, he won't get any food or anything.
Yeah, they just left him sleeping, and they were just gonna. And then they're like, we're sleeping with you now.
Aww.
And it's like it was sad. Then he has his moment. Well, then, he gets sad, you know, and like they decide to like stay at his parents' house for the night because apparently the infected get a little more active during the night.
Yeah.
And so they were like, well, we'll just stay here and sleep here. And unbeknownst to Selena and Mark, Jim gets up and starts reliving like childhood memories. Like he has a candle and he's watching on a projector or something. Like a home video.
How is there electricity?
That's the other thing. They say earlier that there's no electricity, but they continually kind of go back on that.
What kind of projector?
I don't know.
Is this like a pedal machine?
That's why I was confused by that. Like they kept, like at the very beginning, they were like, hey, there's no electricity. And yet, like...
Also, when I think of a projector, I just think of that scene from Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Where he's in the attic and he's got, like, his old, like, aunt's clothes on.
Yep.
So that's what I'm picturing here, but zombies are there.
Love it. While he's, like, watching this video on this inexplicably working television...
With his candle, because there's no electricity. Yeah,
some of the infected burst through because they see the light.
Because he's an idiot.
And they start attacking him, and they manage to, like, Selena and Mark manage to get the infected off of him and kill them. during the whole process, they say that the virus is transmitted by blood and saliva, but you have to like ingest it or get like bitten or
the saliva gets into your bloodstream. Yeah. Okay.
And during the fight, like he's holding him away, but he's like the infected is on top of him. And I'm just like, you can't tell me that some of its blood or saliva is not getting into his mouth right now.
Or any open cuts that exactly. he would definitely have at this point.
I'm like, you cannot tell me that. But whatever, apparently, for cool. the sake of the narrative, he wasn't.
He's fine.
Well, like after the encounter, they find out that Mark got bit and Selena just hacks him to death.
Oh, Mark!
And then she explains to him, like, she would kill him in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, I would.
If he,
she
if
survived
he,
this long.
If he gets infected, she's going to kill him immediately.
She killed both of her parents and her little brother. She's got no gives. She gives no shits.
Yep. So they travel through the city, then, the two of them, and they manage to find out, they manage to, like, look in the distance, and they see blinking Christmas lights in this apartment building. I reiterate. They said there's no electricity.
There's
so I'm like,
no electricity. What?
I'm like, how? Unless they have like this like crank generator or something.
Is
I
that
don't...
not what you do with your Christmas lights?
I don't know.
Mine are so, run by little elves.
But they manage to go up like this apartment building and they discover these two men. They discover Frank and his teenage daughter, Hannah. And Frank helps them fight off a couple of the infected that chase them there. And they're in their little flat, and they find out that it's, like, they can't stay at this flat anymore because...
Because the Christmas lights are...
Well, up on the roof...
Displaying too much.
Well, up on the roof, they have, like, these buckets that are trying to collect rainwater, and they aren't collecting anything.
It rains so often there.
I know that's what he even says, and he's like, you never would have expected, like, us to be, like, wishing for rain, not in England, like...
Yeah.
But, so... They,
So where are they going to go? Leave.
They just like they're so they hear a radio broadcast that's saying that there's like salvation somewhere.
Shit.
Like a place that's gonna help that that's gonna help. So they decide to all go together. So they get in one of the cabs and they go through and they have to go through a tunnel, which is just right away to me is like bad idea.
That's a no.
And there's a pile up of like just cars.
Yeah,
and
he ends up
driving over the pile of cars. And they were like, they get over the pile of cars, but then one of the tires gets popped, and it's this horrible scene of, like, them trying to change the tires, and then in the distance they see all of these infected running.
I can't change a regular tire!
Exactly, and they're just like, don't look at them, we just have to change the tire, just go, go, go! And I'm like, I would be so fucking
Everyone
dead.
Everyone shoot each other in the head!
Exactly.
Holy shit.
I couldn't do it. But they managed to get out of the... They manage to get out just fine, and they go to, like, this really pretty area, like, out in, like, a, like, rural kind of area. So it's, like, that's nice, like...
The moors.
Yeah. No, it's, like, nice little pastoral area. But then they find out that Selena has, like, a stash of pills that she uses for, like, sleeping and stuff.
All right,
and controlling
Selena.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, because she... They're, like, what do you... Like, how do you have all this? And she's, like, well, I was a chemist before I did this, which I guess...
Fuck yeah.
I guess... I think in... the UK chemist would be like the same as like a pharmacist.
A pharmacist?
In the United States. Well, eventually Selena, her like steely resolve eventually begins to fade.
No.
And her and Jim have like a little bit of a relationship.
Ooh.
No. They have like this fun scene that they have in a lot of like these zombie movies where they find like a store that is totally full of like food and stuff like that, and so they have this fun scene of them like collecting all these rations and stuff, so that's like a nice little reprieve.
Ugh. I don't need the obligatory love.
They do a good
thing.
They do a good job of splicing in some good moments, like some happier moments in this movie.
It's kind of necessary
so that the zombie movie isn't so bleak, because sometimes those zombie movies can be real
so it's
bleak.
Not just the road.
Yeah,
where you're just like, why do you even want to be alive?
Exactly.
That's a good book, though.
It is a good book.
What's it by? Who's it by?
Nah, it's by someone, I'm sure.
It starts with an M. I'm going to look it up. You keep talking.
Okay, so then they manage to get to the place that this radio broadcast is supposedly coming from. And there's nobody there. And Frank gets really upset. And this whole time, Frank has been, like, kind of a dad figure to everybody, like not just Hannah. Like he's been very like supportive and fatherly, but like this kind of breaks him a little bit and he like kind of freaks out.
The Road is by Cormac McCarthy.
Oh yeah.
It's a very good book. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
But and so he just kind of goes off on his own for a minute, and like it's a kind of an odd situation. Because he, like, hears this crow pecking at this body, and the crow's cawing, and it's bothering him because it's, like, he's so upset about the situation in general that, you know, it's like, you know when you're so upset, you just kind of lash out at the nearest thing, and it just happened to be that crow?
At the nearest crow.
Well, he kicks the metal that the crow is, like, standing on.
No.
That where he's picking at the body. The body's, like, up in this, like, shaft thing.
You don't make noise.
And, well, he kicks it. Well, it's not even so much the noise. He kicks it. And it makes a drop of blood from the dead corpse fall, and it drops.
No.
It falls in his eye.
I swear to God.
And it falls in his eye, and unfortunately it makes him infected. And like it's really sad because it's like he's like acting weird, and he like, but before he's going, he's using his final seconds. He's like, I'm sorry that I lashed out. He's, like, trying to say it, like, to his daughter. His daughter, like, what's going on? And he's, like, I'm sorry that I got mad at you. I'm sorry
no!
I yelled. He's, like, I love you so much, but stay away from me.
But I'm going to go berserkus. Circus berserkus.
He does. And, like, right as, like, and he finally turns, and right as he's about to, like, attack them, all of a sudden this gunfire happens, and all these hiding soldiers pop out. Like, a bunch of, like, official, like, military
right
soldiers.
Right between the eyes.
They pop out. And they shoot Frank, killing him.
Frank!
So sad that that happened.
So sad for Frank.
Yep. And they take them all back to this fortified mansion, like way, way, way back. And they meet Major Henry West, who's played by Christopher Eccleston. Hannah is just, like, catatonic, basically.
That's fair.
After that.
After her dad dies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Hannah.
So, and they basically have some time, like, getting to know all of these soldiers at this place and basically get to know that they're all kind of weird. They're all not, like...
Weird.
Well, they're all, like, not... It's odd. And then they find out the reason is, like, so Christopher Eccleston has this moment where he talks with Jim and he's just like, so here's the thing. I promised these men women.
Oh, no.
And basically his answer to the situation, like, when he was saying salvation is here, I'm like...
I swear to God.
And so I knew exactly what he was talking about. I was like, he's in that situation. He's, like, repopulating the earth.
We're talking about rape, friends.
That is basically what ends up happening.
No!
Is like,
Hannah, well, it's like, run!
Well, and he's, like, going to force them into, like, sexual servitude.
That's so creepy. I hate that.
And so he's like, well, Jim, you can either be against us and with us. And he tries to escape. Like, they try to get them all out.
Get out of there!
But they get captured.
Fuck.
So then him and another guy, so Jim and another one of the soldiers who's been against him from the very beginning and knew that something like this was going to happen, Sergeant Farrell... they get taken away.
No.
And then, so Farrell, there's kind of interesting. It's like, I feel like this question would be answered by the sequels, but Farrell kind of theorizes that there is no worldwide epidemic, but this is localized
it's just
to
England.
To that island. He's like,
oh yeah, it's an island.
He's like one, it's an island. Two, the infection started here. So it's like, what would the rest of the world do? They're just going
to
let this one
easy way to just block it off.
Yep. And so he's theorizing that it's not happening anywhere else.
They just shut that shit up and we're like, anyway?
Mhm. So that's kind of like their thing.
So that's
there.
A bummer. So you don't need to repopulate the earth. So, you can, like, leave the women alone. Maybe.
It is true. Like, the way he says it, the way he, like, theorizes it, he's like, well, the infection happens too quickly for anyone infected with it to leave the British Isles.
Yeah.
He's like, it's different with, like, a zombie one where it's like people get bitten and they don't realize
it.
You can get
on a plane and go somewhere else. Okay. Yeah.
Whereas this one, the infection happens so quick.
You go circus berserkus right away.
That it'd be hard for it to leave the British Isles.
This episode is going to be circus berserkus, by the way. There we go.
Well, anyway, so the soldiers take those two guys to be executed. Like, they're going to go get killed.
Just straight executed.
Well, it's funny because it's, like, not funny. Because
they're not but in...
Like, yeah, because they don't want to go along with
the They're plan. Not into the rape thing. Yeah. All right, cool,
it's,
cool.
It's interesting because they bring them to this place and there's all these dead bodies. And to me, what that says is that they've been killing the people.
A lot of people were not kosher with yeah. it.
And so one of the people shoots Farrell. And then Jim uses that... time to hide. He manages to hide, and then the soldiers run after looking for him but can't find him, and they leave. And so he is able to make a plan of how to get out of there. Meanwhile, Selena and
Hannah,
well, they're like wanting to rape these girls.
You know?
And Selena is like,
I will fucking murder everyone.
Well, then, no, Selena like goes. She gives Hannah sedatives. Because,
chemist.
Well, because she's like, I'm going to... Because I think she's kind of resigned that like this is how it's going to be.
Jesus Christ.
And she's like, I'm just going to try and make this like a little less...
Humans are the real monsters.
That's basically what it is. They're like, we're going to try and make this like a less of a traumatic experience.
Hate
she's
it.
Like,
I hate
she even
it.
She says at one point, she's like, are you going to try and put me to sleep? Are you going to try and kill me? And then she's like, no, I'm just going to make you not care.
But please also kill me, though.
Oh, that's where I'm like...
No!
So basically Jim manages to go back and single-handedly go Rambo and
Rambo
kill
style.
And kill all of these trained professional soldiers.
You go, Jim.
There's one in particular that's a piece of shit. I can't remember his name, but he like was talking like he's one of the people like he when he was beating up Jim, he was saying like how he was like, I'm gonna have the black one and I'm gonna make her squeal.
Ew.
And Farrell is like saying like, this is not gonna end well for you, and it doesn't.
Good.
So but anyway, they
Die,
also
bitch.
Well, the other thing is Christopher Eccleston's character also introduces him to another person, another one of the soldiers whose name is Mailer, who is infected.
What?
And they have him chained up outside, and he's like, basically, he's like, he's gonna show me how long these people can, how long these creatures can survive.
Oh, shit.
And how long it takes them to die of starvation.
Science.
And basically, that's one of the ways that he manages to kill these people, is he, like, frees Mailer, and Mailer goes bonkers and goes inside and starts killing people.
Get him, Mailer.
And so
You're
then...
You're a good guy now.
So the one guy who's holding, Selena, he manages to get in a fight with, or Jim manages to fight this guy. He like smashes his head against the wall, and he gets on the ground. He buries his thumbs in his eyes and just thumbs his eyes out. He cuts him in the eyes. But basically, he kills everybody.
It's freaking it, Trudy.
Trudy. And it's funny because it's like after he kills the soldier, Selena is like, because she's thinking he's infected because he just killed this guy. And
no, I'm
she
just
like
cool.
has she has the like machete that he had, and she's like gonna kill him. And he walks towards her, and she like swings like she's gonna hit him, and then she stops. And then he's like, that was longer than a heartbeat.
Sup?
And then he's fine. And then Hannah comes in and smashes him over the head with a pot.
Get him, Hannah.
And she's like, he's fine.
But you can never be too careful.
It's true.
Hannah knows what's going on.
So then they manage to leave. They get into the cab that they were in. All the soldiers are dead. Or so they think.
Oh, jeez.
They get in the car, and Christopher Eccleston's character's in the car, and he shoots Jim.
No!
And then Hannah is in the driver's seat. She's the driver. And he's like, Hannah, we're going to drive away or something like that shit. And she puts the car in reverse, swings back, and like backs the car up against the like door of the mansion. And Mailer comes in, smashes the window, and grabs Christopher Eccleston and just
Yay,
mauls him to death.
Yay, Hannah, you're the best.
And then they manage to escape.
Jim's super shot.
Yeah. So they managed to, like, they kind of, like, do this next part in, like, a kind of flashbacky moment where they kind of show that they take him to, like, an abandoned hospital, and they treat his wound. And then he wakes up in, like, this pastoral kind of area, like this house out in the middle of like the rural area. And it's like a couple, I don't know, weeks or days later. And
28 Hannah, days maybe, I don't know.
Hannah and Selena managed to make like this big sign that says hello, because what they've noticed is that every once in a while a plane drives by, and they all managed to go out right as this plane is driving over them or flying over them, and they all managed to get its attention. Like, you hear the copter be like, or the guy be like, time to get a copter in here, boys.
Breaker, breaker, hello.
And it kind of ends on, it's for a zombie movie, it ends on a very positive note. It ends on them being rescued, or in the process of being rescued by this fighter jet. And they all are like, good.
They're all like, cool, cool, cool.
And the only bad thing about this whole movie is Selena's haircut.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Can I see it?
Yeah, I'll try to find it. But that's basically 28 days later.
Shit. All right. Well, I didn't like the rape angle, but I get that it's a thing.
But like, I also kind of like, I saw it coming.
Hate it. All right. Well, it is a lot.
It's not a good haircut.
It is spiking every which way.
Makes sense why she wanted to be short, though.
I say, you know what? I would go short.
Zombie movies always, like, say, have short hair.
Yep. You have short hair, and you kill yourself right away, so the zombies don't eat you.
And then you don't have to worry about the short hair in the first place.
Bam!
Done.
So are you ready for mine?
Yes. We need to take a little quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
All right. Da-na-na-da-da-da-da. Pause. You're recording now.
Okay, I was like, I can't see because you turned your computer fully bodily around.
Well, you should stop looking at my notes.
I got up to go to the bathroom, and I'd been laying down too long, and I was like, whoa,
shit. We're going to go get dinner after this, so it's okay.
Me hungry.
I'm going to eat a pretzel, and I'm going to love my life. Anyway.
I'm going to love my... What is it? I'm going to see my friends, smoke some weed, eat some food. No, it's talk some shit, and then love all my friends. It's Jasmine Masters.
Oh, okay. I'm really into pretzels right now, so that's all I'm thinking about. I'm sorry.
It's pretzels.
Anyway, so we're here for my segment, and I'm so excited about it, and Logan has so much dread.
I have dread.
Based on my intro.
That intro was, like, horrifying.
Oh, no. So
it was traumatic enough when the first guy had his penis eaten.
He wanted it. He was asking for it.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. He was probably unwell. But these other people also asked for people to eat them.
What the fuck?
So I started, and I was like, rage murders. And Google's like, do you mean every murder? And I was like, okay, I get what you're saying. So, then I went to, like, berserker murders, and Google's like, I don't know, what are you trying to tell me, Charlie?
Are you talking about the anime Berserk?
Yeah, it was like, so Berserk. There is a video game, I think, called Berserk. And there was someone...
That too.
There was someone who apparently played a bunch of Berserk and then killed someone, and they're like, the murders that were caused because of Berserk, and I'm like, no, it's not what I...
That is absolutely not.
Well, I kind of believe that kind of thing, but that's just because that was my major, and that's what I talked about with my professors, but other people don't agree with me. Anyway...
TV shows don't make people murder people.
Canceling TV shows
does.
But I am of the camp that I don't think it makes you a murderer. I think that it...
It makes them more creative.
It enhances it.
That's the actual quote. That's the actual quote from Scream.
And I think that is correct. I think if you're predisposed to that kind of thing, if you have that kind of behavior in your system / an environment that would breed that kind of thinking, that's just going to make you think about it more. Anyway, back to what I'm talking about. So Google did not like me, and it was like, can you please fucking tell me something?
The FBI agent watching your computer was like, what the fuck?
What is this bitch looking at? So then I gave up, and I just looked up cannibals, because I knew that there would be a lot of cannibals, and boy howdy, there's a shitload of cannibals. And I was like, cool, cool. And I was looking at them and I'm like, do I want to tell Logan about the lady that ate her 4-year-old? Do I want to tell Logan about the man that ate many fetuses? And I was like, you know, I don't. Because you're going to make that sad little face at me and I'm going to feel bad. So I decided on these because I found them interesting.
These.
Two.
Multiple?
It's just two. It's just two. Okay. And they're not even bad.
Okay.
I would say this is, if I had to rate it, well, I guess there's cannibalism involved, but no one dies. So I'm going to rate it a PG-13.
Okay.
So we're going to start with artists are stupid sometimes, and they don't know what they're doing.
Artists?
Artists. All right, so we're going to start with the first artist. This, I got information from a Reuters article by Gideon Long. I love your name. There's also a digital journal article that I got from someone named IM7, but in all caps. It's very serious. And this is about the Chilean artist Marco El Varsetti. So, he, I think, in my opinion, from the very limited research I did on this...
With your expert opinion.
Is a dick. And I hate him. And he makes me angry. That's how I feel. So I'm more of the Art Nouveau feeling, where art is just supposed to be an expression of beauty and just something that you want to do. He's of the mindset of, I'm going to be a big old dick about everything. So he... had liposuction
which
surgery.
Translates to what?
Which translates to, he had liposuction surgery, and he mixed his own human fat with ground beef.
Was he allowed to keep it?
Yep.
He was like, hey, can I just get that in like a Ziploc hefty bag? Like,
that comes into play with the second story. So, he mixed his human fat with ground beef to make meatballs, and he displayed it at a public gallery in 2007. And a direct quote, it says, what I'm trying to do with these works is to give society a jolt and to make it ask questions. What questions do you want me to ask, you piece of shit?
Oh my God.
So anyway, so another direct quote is, I want to show people that meatballs made with my fat are no more disgusting than meatballs made by a supermarket.
Yes, they're much
and
more.
And I was like, wait, are you doing that Bob's Burgers thing in the first episode where he's like, it sounds like I'm defending cannibalism.
It sounds like you're defending cannibalism.
It sounds like he's defending cannibalism. To his credit, in his expression of whatever this stupid fucking art piece is, he was saying that it was kind of an expression of people's obsession with weight loss and how... they would do liposuction or something like working out obsessively to lose weight, and then you eat something that will immediately make you gain that weight back, which I thought was tenuous at best, and I don't like him.
No, I'm like, okay.
So he had the meat placed in tins, and he had it like canned, and that sold to people for $4,000. If you wanted to have this stupid motherfucker's meat in a can. And then he also invited 12 people to join him at... basically, it's set up like a Last Supper. So he thinks he's Jesus, is what I'm getting from that.
This sounds like a Jesus complex.
And then everybody eats pasta with one big meatball that's made from his fat. And I'm like, wow.
Was it real?
It's real.
Did they eat it?
They ate it. And another direct quote that I loved was, you're not a cannibal if you eat art. And I'm like, no, you're still a cannibal.
No, you're still a cannibal.
You fucking idiot.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
I can't. He must have paid those people handsomely.
I know. In my experience from my other... story.
These are people who just wanted to do
people
it.
People will pay you good money to eat
I'll
of
try.
Your
shit. I'll try it.
I'll try it. So, just to give you a little bit more background on how much of a piece of shit this guy is, his most famous work is filling up blenders with water, and then he put goldfish inside. Yeah, this is going where you think it's going to go.
Oh my god.
And this is from, I got this information from an All That's Interesting article by Kara Goldfarb, and then a Huffington Post article by TJ Morey. Oh wait, I'm sorry. That's my next story. That's the sources for my next story. This is, I'm still on the other things. So his main thing, what the fuck's his stupid name? Marco Elvarsetti. He put a bunch of fucking goldfish in blenders. And then there was something, I don't know how it worked in the actual gallery setup, but the public could choose whether they turn on the blenders or not. And then they could, like, just eviscerate these fish. He was charged with animal cruelty, but I don't know if that stuck or not. But he's one of those artists that's like edgy or whatever. And I'm like, no, you're just an asshole. That sounds like a dick thing to do.
I don't like that. What an ass.
So I personally hate him because he did an art, in quotes, exhibition about killing animals. So that's cool. He's a piece of shit. I don't care what message you were trying to get across, even if the message was we shouldn't harm animals. You harmed a fuck ton of animals. I'm angry, and I don't like him. The second one is way more fun.
Oh.
This one is from the All That's Interesting and Huffington Post articles. This is about...
He's also an artist?
He's also an artist. Artists are fucking crazy sometimes. This is about Mao Sugiyama. He is an asexual artist who at the age of 22 decided he needed his genitals removed. Like, surgically. So, like, it's a procedure. So he gets them removed because he's like, I'm asexual. I don't need these little bits. And, well, okay, one of the articles I read was like, his 6-inch slong, and I'm like, can you not tell me how big his dick was? I don't need that information.
Well, should we be referring to him as his, if he's like he, if
asexual is still gendered?
Does he prefer to be referred?
He does. Well, in the articles I read, he was referred to as he.
They could have it wrong.
In my experience, asexual is just I don't
want
to have sex either way. It doesn't mean I identify as either a man or a woman or nothing. I'm just not into sex,
mm-hmm.
is what I think, but I don't know. Anyway, so he had his 6-inch long. Hate that stupid article. You didn't need to have that.
That must have been an article that wasn't necessarily a professional publication.
Yeah, they didn't need that. He had it. So they did the surgery. And then he's like, hello, doctor, yes. Could you freeze those and have that double bagged? Can you put that in a doggy bag for me?
That's what I was like. The first guy, I'm like, I don't think the hospital lets you keep that shit.
I guess they do if you ask real nice. Because he asked. And then he put out this tweet, which verbatim is, please retweet. I am offering my male genitals, full penis, testes, and scrotum as a meal for 100,000 yen. I will prepare and cook as the buyer requests at his chosen location. That is the tweet that he put out. And people were like, what? So, 2 months after this awesome tweet, I mean, I'm sorry, 2 months after his surgery, he holds a banquet. A balls banquet, I like to call it. He called it something else. A ball. So he served his genitals at this banquet. He was originally going to eat them himself, but he wanted to make, in quotes, an artistic statement. So he called the banquet, it's Ham Sibel Century Banquet. That's the name of the whole event. Sibel is an Antolian mother goddess who is the personification of bounty of the earth. Ham in Japan is more of a term for just processed meat in general. It's not specifically just ham. And then century in Japanese is a homophone for the word genitals. So there's a lot of plays on words here that he's dealing with. So, quick background. If you're worried about him not having his penis anymore, he had a sexual binge 1 month before getting his penis removed. He just really went to fucking town and then had to have an STD test before he had them cut off. And then the guests that came to his event had to sign a waiver that they were totally cool if they ate something from him and got sick. So that's a waiver that people had to sign. And
they did it!
And they signed it. So 70 people attended this occasion. 5 people paid the fee of $100,000 yen, which in US money is $847, which is a weird whatever. It's an $847 plate for a penis meal. And everyone else, since there was 70 people attending, they got beef and crocodile meat for dinner, which sounds, all right. So apparently the penis wasn't great. But the 5 people who paid the money to eat the penis, so the article I read described them as a curious couple, a male manga artist, a 22-year-old woman, and an event planner, all between 22 and 32. And I'm like, so they gendered everybody except for the event planner, who is something. Is it the event planner who planned the penis event? Or is it just a random event planner? I'm so confused. You look super uncomfortable. Share your feelings, please.
My penis is gone.
So
I feel like I'm like crossing my legs because I'm just like,
When I was reading these articles, they really should have been like, danger, photos ahead.
Oh.
They didn't say that. I saw the plating of the penis.
I absolutely do not want to see
that. The cutting of the penis.
I absolutely do not want to see it.
So, for everybody else. So, this is a quote from an article. Photos of the prepared meal showed a sliced penis, a sliced testicle, and a scrotal skin with 3 millimeters of pubic hair. I saw the pubes. They were there. I don't want hair in my food, thanks. For garnish, there was parsley and button mushrooms. So, these people chomped on some pubes.
Well, what we learned from the last guy is that it's kind of chewy and rubbery. Like.
That is... So, a lot of the people who ate it said it wasn't very good. They said the penis was rubbery and bland. The scrotum was worse. And I'm like, you're eating a fucking penis. Do you think it's going to be yum yum delicious? I don't know what you... Do you want it to be delicious? If this is your first cannibal experience, are you like, I was really thinking it would be super yummy. I would actually be relieved if it was gross. Like, oh yeah, eating another person's really icky. I don't want to be like, oh, that was the best thing I've ever eaten. I would love to do more.
I feel like that's how most of these cannibals you tell me about are. Like, they think it's going to be one thing, and they eat someone, they're like, never mind, it was
never
horrible.
Never mind. Armin Mivas loved it. Just saying. Oh. Yeah, he did. He ate it for months.
He's sure he did.
Anyway, so, understandably, the other people in this area where the event was going to be held were super uncomfortable with it. I called it the cannibal party, and they, like, called the police, and they called the mayor, and so Mao, the artist, and 3 others involved in the planning of the event, they were, like, served papers for illegal shit, but technically, cannibalism is not illegal in Japan. So they couldn't get him for cannibalism. They tried to get him on indecent exposure, but everybody at the banquet knew they were...
It was consensual.
...going to see a penis. It was a penis-eating party. So they couldn't get him on that. He made sure not to break any laws beforehand, and then everything about it was artistic expression, which is kind of vague. And then it was to raise awareness about sexual minorities and asexual people. And then people stopped being interested, and then the charges were dropped in 2013. So, pretty much, you can get away with eating a penis as long as people stop caring about it. The end.
Oh, wow.
Artists are weird.
Yeah, they are.
Love it.
So, yeah, you did definitely go in a weird, a different direction.
I didn't know this was a direction I could take. And then I was doing research, and I was like, there were so many. There was a rapper that ate some lady's face, and I was going to do that. And then I was like, but that's kind of sad. And then I was going to do a different one, but then I was like, but these eating fetuses, I can't do that. Logan's going to be super upset.
I feel like no matter what you do, I'm going to be upset.
But no one died in this instance. So I call this a win. That's what I'm going to say.
This one was a win. Nobody died. It just made me incredibly
Nobody died. Gagged. And that guy didn't even want his penis anymore.
It's true. He didn't even want it.
He had that month binge, and then he just got it chopped the fuck off.
Hey, if that's what he wants, if that's what...
And then I got to see some really icky pictures, so...
If that's what that individual wants to do with their life, I have no problem with that.
But when you write an article about it, maybe warn them if you're going to show pictures.
Yeah.
Of someone cutting into a penis. Because I didn't know, and Brendan's sitting next to me on the couch playing video games, and he looks over at my computer, and he's like, oh... And I'm like, yeah, sorry. I didn't know that was going to be there either. But
oh my, wow.
But have
That's
fun.
That's a lot.
That's going to be in your brain forever.
So question. This one thing I've been looking at. So you have this mug over here that says, or this glass that says number one teacher on it.
Oh yes. That is my water glass.
Why do you have a glass that says number one teacher when nor you nor Brendan are teachers?
Brendan is my teacher. I'm just kidding. It's a Tervis mug. I think they're called Tervis, right?
I think so.
It's got, like, the special layer so there's no condensation. Basically, like, those cool Tervis glasses are really nice because they don't have any condensation. And then we got one from a garage sale that said number one teacher, and that's it.
Oh.
It's a garage sale glass.
Okay.
That I love.
I was just wondering, I was like, why do you have a number one teacher mug?
Did I not tell you I changed my profession? I'm a teacher now.
Teacher now. So sibling story time.
Sibling story to lighten the mood.
We're going to talk about our fun experience at the, Alpine Slide. I believe it was in Colorado.
I loved it.
Yeah, you did.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you did. I can't remember. Were you allowed to go down your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought you, like, went down with someone. With nope. Dad or something.
Mm-mm. I went down on my own.
Well, so, first of all, I have... a fear of heights. So, first of all, we're going up this, like...
mountainside?
This ski lift for, like, 10 minutes.
Why
10,
the fuck
15
were
minutes.
We in Colorado?
For a wedding.
Oh, shit. Okay. What's an alpine slide, for those who don't know?
It's, like, so it's this long cement slide that you go down on these little, like, sleds with, like, wheels,
It's as dangerous as it sounds.
Yeah. And it goes really, really fast, and it's...
And you're going down a mountainside.
Yep.
On concrete.
Yep. So, I get to the top, and I'm already scared, because I don't like heights.
I don't want to be here, but I'm 10.
And everyone goes down.
Okay, all right, no. You're already... The guy... the dude who was,
the
like...
The dude laid the seeds of
the
what
dude
was to
like,
happen.
Okay. So... He was just kind of explaining all of the things that could go wrong.
And all of them went wrong.
And it happened to you.
It happened to me.
Anyway, keep going.
So, I maintain to this day that the brakes on my alpine slide were broken.
Someone cut your brakes.
Yep.
That's what happened. It was a murder attempt, really. Mm-hmm.
So, what happened is I got on the slide, I went down... And I went for a good portion, and it was just starting to go too fast. And so I was trying to brake on it, but it just kept going faster and faster. And eventually, like, these corners kept happening. These, like, they, like, it would take, like, sharp turns. And I eventually hit a corner turn so fast that my sled flipped out from under me, and I went down. I skidded down the slide.
It was so bad.
And my elbows and my knees were just shredded.
Your thighs.
And, yeah, from the event. And I remember I got down.
From the incident.
Yep. And I remember, like, I think mom's either saw it happen or heard it.
She, like, found you halfway down. Yep.
And she stopped her sled, and I got on with her.
And cried the whole way down.
Yeah, cried the whole way down. Meanwhile, what dad sees is an empty sled going down
the slide. Just teeter to a stop.
And he's just like, shit.
Oh, no.
He thought it was going to happen to McCall, but it happened to me.
Yay, it wasn't me.
Yeah, we ended up having to go to the emergency tent, and it wasn't fun.
And they were like, what the fuck? Exactly. And you're like, your equipment is faulty.
Yep.
Someone's trying to kill me.
We probably could have gotten money out of it.
You could have.
But.
You were scraped up.
I was, yeah.
I was fine. So, just want that to be known.
Like I said, I still maintain. My brakes, there was something wrong. I couldn't slow down. I just kept going faster and faster.
I think that employee wanted to kill you.
Yeah. I don't know, but.
I don't know.
I don't know. It was terrifying, and I,
And that solidified no heights.
Yep, it definitely did. It definitely did solidify one of my fears of heights. Like, I don't, like, I've said it before, it's like, I can do roller coasters for some reason. But if we're talking, like, Power Tower, where I just go up, or that other, like, that kite-eating tree spinning ride.
I can't spin.
Yeah. Spinning is fucked up.
But
so then
old.
At Valley Fair, they have this new ride where it's like, it takes you way up high in the sky.
Did you just say new ride?
It's newish.
Oh, shit. I don't even know what that is.
It's newish.
I thought you were talking about the Power Tower.
And no.
I'm like, that has been around forever.
No, it's this, like, newish ride. You know, it's like, you know, the flying trapeze kind of, like, show, like, or things where, like, you're in a chair and you're spinning around and around.
That makes me sick.
It makes me sick, one.
Can't do it.
But they have this one that, like, takes you fuck high in the air, and I'm like, absolutely not.
I love being high up in the air.
No. Nope.
It's very fun.
It's scary to me.
I'm not a fucking idiot, and I don't go over to ledges and stand there precariously.
No, I can't do any of that.
But I do like heights.
Don't like heights.
Because I'm a badass. Registered badass.
Oh my god, your card's about to be revoked.
Woo!
Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode talking about 28 Days Later and more people
eating
peen.
Literally.
If you would like to follow us on social media, we are on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook. Pretty much everything is Living Vicariously except for Twitter, which is Live Vicarious. If you would like to send us your recommendations for movies, your sibling stories, your paranormal experiences.
I'm very excited about it.
Things like that. Feel free to email us. We are at Gmail. It's livingvicariously@gmail.com. Other than that,
just thanks, man.
Thanks. Have a great spooky
spook October. This will be October.
Yes.
We're going to be October. Yes. Spook.
We're so ready for October. We got lots of fun plans.
Goddamn, I love it.
Hopefully all of them come to fruition.
Maybe.
We will see what happens.
We don't know.
Exactly. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Other than that,
take it away.
Boo, penis.